In this edition of the Hick Chick Chat, I'm your host, Leah Guffey, here on precision.agwired.com. We go back to the National Association of Farm Broadcasting annual meeting and check in with our friends from Case IH. We're going to learn about the new Magnum Rotrac tractor. It could be the perfect fit for the way you farm. And then we're also going to hear a little bit more about their early riser planner. It's all about precision here on precision.agwired.com. I've stopped by Case IH, and we're going to talk with Zach now. Zach, tell me a little bit about what you do with Case.
Yeah. I'm the high-horsepower tractor marketing manager for Case IH North America, so which, in layman's terms, that means I'm in charge of Magnums and Steigers.
All right, so tell me a little bit. You guys have some new iron coming out for the new year?
Yeah. Just this past fall, we launched a new product that we call the Magnum Rotrac, which if you look back about 18 years ago, we launched a product that kind of changed the industry with four independent tracks and four points of contact called the Quad Track. And today, that is the high horsepower tractor, which all are judged. So customers came to us and said, hey, we want the same versatility, the same performance in a smaller row crop tractor that you've given us in the Quad Track. So 2 years ago, we launched what we call a Steiger Rotrac, and then in this year we launched the Magnum Rotrac, which is a 310 to a 380 horsepower tractor that's extremely versatile with row spacings from 76 to 152, a CVT transmission or a power shift, and giving that producer that versatility they're looking for, the ability to extend the season, have more traction with less compaction, and the comfort features that they're looking for as producers are demanding more from their equipment.
I really felt old when you said it was 18 years ago and you came out with that Quad Track, because I remember that tractor pulling a lot of people out of the Farm Progress Show, if I remember right. But the compaction story is a big deal, and that really has been a big game changer for you guys.
Well, absolutely. The ability to, like I said, to float, to stay on top, it helps with agronomically designed, because what we like to do is provide solutions that not only help producers get their crop in, but leave it in a better condition for spring planting. And this was a very wet fall in a lot of areas. You know, a lot of places were challenged to get the crop out in a timely manner, and that track technology really was a supplement, not only for getting the crop out, but leaving the fields in a better condition for spring planting.
And what are you hearing from folks? I mean, they've been out for, a while now, so let's talk about how excited are people looking at the smaller ones.
Well, we had a demo fleet running this fall, because we actually just went into production with the product in October, and it's really been ecstatic. I couldn't have picked a better season to launch with because of the conditions we've had. So the product's been well-received and performing very well. And it's a product you got to get in and drive it, because when you look at it, it's different than anything else on the market. So you've got to be able to experience the innovation to really understand the concept.
And let's talk about the cab, and we've got to talk about that as well. A lot of creature comforts in there these days.
Yeah, when you couple it with the independent rear track suspension, a suspended front axle, and cab suspension, it really is. And then you couple that with our Magnum cab, it gives the operator the smoothest riding, most plush, probably interior on the market. And so we continue to see that. The more customers drive it, the more customers will say, "Hey, this is a nice environment. I can see myself in this day after day."
And no problems on wear and tear, of course. It's all about keeping things safe. Well, thank you very much, Zach, and we look forward to hearing more. Dan Klein's with me now, and planters are a big deal. We're looking at 2014's now. We're looking ahead to 2015, and what can folks expect?
Yeah, as we wrap up with the combines away, we're all excited about our new precision planting partnership with the Case IH Early Riser Planter. We're really bringing two companies that are agronomically focused, customer focused, and giving our customers our portfolio of options for starting next spring now already to get the best yield potential that they can out of their planters.
Precision is a big deal, and of course it goes from the very beginning when you put that seed in the ground. Tell me what you guys are doing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the Early Riser foundation and row unit is built on putting that seed at a consistent depth, giving that even consistent early emergence, and now bringing together the precision planting partnership, we take that to the next level by advancing that with electric drive options in the sense of the VSET V-Drive meter to give you a great singulation, but row-by-row control of population for contours, auto shutoffs, removing a lot of those mechanical chains, drives, hydraulics, things like that. And then partnering that with the option of the Delta Force. So again, row-by-row control of the hydraulic down pressure control to maximize that, again, that depth control, seed placement. And as we get into, combine ruts and other compaction that's out there, maximizing the response by 5 times a second, again, row by row for that optimal seedbed placement and getting the best yield potential out of that for next spring.
What are people saying as they have they planted with them yet, or is this brand new for next year?
No, this is something that's been out from Precision Planting. What's new for us this year is the partnership of the Precision Planting within the Case IH network. So we have an extra level of support within the Case IH dealerships that gives us that one-stop shop support. So now from the planter, the early riser planter, to the tractor, and now the Precision Planting components, it's integrated back to the Case IH dealer for support, so that customer can go out to the field and know that they have the confidence and the support behind the entire Case IH network to make sure that they're getting the most out of that technology, and especially the new and latest technology as they roll into it at their choosing.
Of course, profitability is the main key here. So how is that one of the factors in some of the decisions y'all make?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, with a portfolio of options, we can sit down and understand what the customer's pain points are, understand how we can address them. For example, things like clean sweep, if we're going into heavy residue conditions, or even where it's been tilled, where we want to remove that hairpinning into the sea trench, given a few bushel of the acre advancement there with clean sweep. The Delta Force that's been out there against a conventional row unit, out about 11 bushel the acre. And depending on the condition you're in, it could be more, it could be less. It really depends on your operation, what the expectations are. And now we have that with our portfolio to understand through our Case IH dealership what value, what benefit, what feature do they want that's going to pay back for them. It's all about making more bushels per acre with the stuff they got out there today.
Anything else I may have forgotten?
No, I mean, we got a lot of exciting things with the Early Riser Planter, a lot of information with the partnership and the Precision Planting as we roll that out for this year. Go to caseih.com to learn more and consult your local Case IH Precision Planting dealer.
He's Dan Klein with Case IH, and I'm Leah Guffey at NAFB Trade Talk. And that's this edition of the Hick Chick Chat. I'm your host, Leah Guffey, here on precision.agwire.com. Don't forget to join in the conversation on Twitter and follow us along on Facebook.